Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, speak to us today. Adonai Elion, the Lord God Most High. Because it is totally time for the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to keep oil in your lamps. I believe this is still the time for the five wise and the five foolish. I encourage you to be one of the five wise and not the five foolish. Allow me to remind you that our God is the Ancient of Days. He is and forevermore shall be Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I declare that when the lion roars, the enemy trembles. Fear God, not man. Reverential fear of Almighty God is the beginning of wisdom. Our praise and worship confuses the enemy no end. Satan wants to bring confusion to God's creation. Are you a male or are you female? You choose. Don't let God tell you who you are. Did God really say? Oh, I ask, where is our reverential fear of Almighty God? And I add 4 exclamation marks after that. Lord, we declare that your power shall be seen. When we speak what God is speaking, it is a slap in the face of the enemy. Lord, we ask for boldness, as in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Let us say with the first disciples, and now, Lord, observe their threats, take them into account, and grant that your bondservants may declare your message with great confidence. Shall we say that as a prayer? Say it with me. And now, Lord, observe their threats, take them into account, and grant that your bondservants may declare your message with great confidence. Amen and amen. Let boldness be our battle stance. Declare. What we declare has a spiritual effect on the enemy. The enemy has come with depression, loss, to make us believe what God has said will not come true. But God. And I say again, but God. Put on a shout in your spirit. Shout for Jesus. Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, build yourself up on your most holy faith. Let me read it for you. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That was Jude chapter 1 verse 10, verse 20. Shout for Jesus. Build up your roar. The enemy knows that God is going to roar. Shout. Declare victory. Do the opposite of what the enemy wants. I dare you to open your mouth and make a noise. Call on the name of Jesus. Be that sound that goes around the world. Someone is waiting to hear your sound. They are waiting to hear your voice. They will listen to you. The way that Holy Spirit allows you to say it will bring revelation to them. The remnant is God's end time army. Your praise changes the atmosphere. So Almighty God is encouraging you to praise. Make a sound. Speak Jesus. Speak the will of God. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Almighty God will heal our weariness, because declarations have to be made. Speak, let there be. Let us say together, Almighty God, let there be justice. Let there be righteousness. Let there be reverential fear of you, Almighty God. Amen and amen. Do you want to be a vessel in the hand of the Holy Spirit that Holy Spirit can use? I know I do. To the faithful, Almighty God says, you have not been forgotten. Remember, your God works in the darkness, even in the gross darkness. He called forth creation in the darkness. Let there be. Our joy is in his presence, no matter what, no matter what. Whose report will you believe? For God performs his word. His word. I encourage you to speak into your homes, speak into your lives. Lord Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you know what? That sounds like fighting talk to me now. And I declare it is our battle cry. Revelation chapter 3 to the Laodicean church. The word of God, Jesus himself, commands. Do not be lukewarm, or else I will spew you out of my mouth. May I encourage you to be as hot as you can be. Our God can change a nation in one day, and he already has done so. The Lord has impressed on me mightily. Do not rehearse or repeat what the enemy is doing. What the enemy is doing. Praise me and declare what I am doing. So I declare again, Almighty God can change a nation in one day, suddenly. He has done it already and he will do it again. For those of you who are not here to see it, the first time, God is going to do it again. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the Great I Am. He is El Shaddai. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is the King of Kings. He is the Creator of all creation. He is Abba Father. He is the beginning and the end. You are his new wineskin, created in Christ Jesus to do good works from the foundation of the world. You are more than a conqueror. You are precious in his sight. You were made for such a time as this. You are the head and not the tail. He placed all the power of the enemy under your feet, and he gave you power to trample on all the works of the enemy. I believe there is going to be a divine reversal. I declare Almighty God, our God, has not changed his mind. Now, I invite you to wrap this scripture around you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It reads, "The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will garrison your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore." I had to run into the Lord one day, and that is the scripture he gave me. That is the scripture he put me in. Let me read it one more time. He explained the peace of God. It's like the P was not even being pronounced. It was too harsh. He said, the peace of God, which was before creation, the peace which was before creation. He said, I am. That is the peace he gives you now. That is the peace he wraps around you, which passeth all understanding. Will garrison. Another good old English word, garrison. Your heart, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. And mind, and your mind, because now you have the mind of Christ. He will garrison your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And in one version it says, it is yours now and forevermore. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And when Jesus comes back, he didn't ask, will I find praise on the earth? Will I find love? He said, will I find faith on the earth? This reminds me of that these are as the days of Elijah. And I say that not just because it is one of my favorite songs, but in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 25, Elijah had to declare the word of the Lord and stand by the fact that he knew that the word of God would come to pass. Elijah had to live by what he had heard the Lord say. Scripture says in 1 Kings chapter 18, the ungodly, they cut themselves and shouted all day, but Elijah called forth fire. I declare the fire of Almighty God is going to fall. Almighty God will bring forth his anointed kingdom. And scripture says, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So this is to happen on earth, God's kingdom on earth. Sir, madam, I point you to Jesus. I point you to the word. I want to walk with God and I want to please him. And I pray that is your desire today. You have to stand with God for yourself. The end time army is looking at Jesus. Our God is the God of the impossible, and we are ready for the supernatural. Hallelujah, Lord. Hold on to the word that God gave you. Don't change it. It shall be fulfilled. If you have not made the Lord the God and Savior of your life and you would like to do so, would you repeat these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I repent of my sin. I say I am sorry and I turn away from them right now. I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, fill me completely so there is no room for the enemy. And Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. I pray that the Lord has spoken to you today. You were made to bring in the harvest. I encourage you to be a laborer. Go bring in the harvest. Go be about your Father's business. The Great Commission was given to all. So go and be all that you can be for Jesus. In Jesus' name, remember, hold on to the word that the Lord gave you. Don't change it. It shall be fulfilled. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772 344